Are we on the air?
No.
Okay.
Puff Theology Podcast, brought to you by the good folks at Distinctive Diamonds. The show you're listening to is rated R for religion. No cuss words on this program.
All right, whatever.
I'm a purist.
Flip us on.
Just you download it and cross your fingers.
Flip them off.
Please edit out what I'm reprimanding someone for no reason. By the way, I have my shirt off.
Hashtag get weird. I'm sorry. Make sure you edit that out. I'm embarrassed.
It's not going to be your average Bob and Tom today, boys.
All right, everybody. The show is on the air.
Number? Yeah, just don't say a number. So what? It's not going to kill anybody. Trust me, listeners are not going to care what number it is.
That's true.
Not what they're worried about.
This is true.
So you label it as whatever it should be and just say, hey, here we go again. It's the Pub Theology Podcast. I'm Darren. That's Smiley. That's What's Her Face. Let's go.
Here we go. Satellite radio. Y'all get hit with the boom.
Way outside the bun on this one.
Yep.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Pub Theology Indie Podcast. We are back. This is one of the most unique episodes we've ever done. This is one of the first episodes that we're ever going to drop it like it's hot.
Boom.
And by I mean drop it, I mean putting out some new music.
New music. Wow. Music on a podcast.
The universe in this podcast episode. It's going to be great. We have our original, well, not original, but our normal, regular, out of this world, Pub Theology Indie Podcast cast here. Yes. I am Darren Earlywine, the pub pastor. To my left and your right is the one and only
Becca Berry.
Hey, Becca Berry.
Straight out of Compton.
What's up, son?
Good to see Becca back here. And to my right, your immediate left, the one and only. You gotta introduce yourself.
Thank you very much. Dave Smiley. I am one of the most popular disc jockeys here in Indianapolis.
Where one this up. Podcast don't be humble.
Is broadcast
on.
From. Also, people that listen to the show, Scott Swan from Channel 13, Julia Moffat from Channel 13, Dave Calabro from Channel 13.
Love him.
Kylie Conway from Channel 8.
She's great.
Let's give a little six there to Rafael Sanchez. You don't ever want him knocking at your door, man. There's obviously something going on, like
there
Jared Fogle type of problem. You know what I'm saying?
Saying?
15 and a half years kind of problem.
That's right.
No kidding. Here, remember that whole thing? Did you watch that when that all
I
went down?
I did watch that. It was crazy. It was like watching the OJ case. They followed the van all the way to the prison.
Yeah, all the way.
As I was watching, I was thinking, it's like when he was walking into the courthouse, like, what do you think about? You get out of your car, you're walking up the steps, and it's like, I'm not going to come out of this building.
For 15 years.
This is my home.
Not good.
15 and a half years.
Not a positive thing.
What a sick, sick thing that turned out to be, and it's too bad. No one wants that.
No.
That's for
negative.
Sure.
It's a negative.
But, I don't want to bring us down. Sorry about that. But this is the podcast thing, so we do it, and you can check us out anytime. We got a special musical guest. Things are going to be going. You guys feeling good about winter setting in here?
We love it. It's coming. It's coming around the corner. Here's my deal with winter. I hate it.
Yeah.
Except I'm okay with it until January 2nd.
Because Christmas is so good.
Yeah, because Christmas is so good. You get you get lights in the house. You got Christmas music. Some people hate it. I personally love it.
The mistletoe up.
Everybody's
sneaky.
It's the happiest time of the year.
Yeah.
Then you get New Year's Eve, which is great. You have a good time. And it's a new year. And then you're excited. You watch college football all the way through New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. And then the Rose Bowl
then
parade.
Then it's hell.
Yes, then hell begins.
You know what I mean? I don't like it either. And it lasts so long because all the other, fall goes pretty quick and spring and summer and all that rushes through. But the winter does not go quick.
Will not
stop. That's for sure.
Before winter, I mean, it still is fall. So we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Well, I know.
Secondly, it is going to be my birthday next week.
Get out of town.
So we can't skip into winter without ending fall with
your birthday.
My day that I came out of that womb.
Your birthday.
My mom pushed me right out.
How was that for her?
Well, I had the cord wrapped around my neck, and I was a little blue fetus.
You know what? Happened to a lot of people. That's what happened in my little Noah.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. I don't think I had my googly eye, but it was a tough way down the canal for me.
Wait a second. But you do have some eye tricks you can do.
I do have eye tricks, and Noah does,
And
too.
Noah has eye tricks. We figured it out. If you get the cord wrapped around your neck, it gives you the superpower
Maybe
of
that's
eye
it.
Tricks.
Eye tricks, yep.
A lot of people call it a lazy eye. I call it a speedy eye.
Speedy eye.
Yeah, one of your eyes
Crazy
is very
eye,
fast.
Party eye.
Yeah.
There's a lot of,
It's a special thing.
It is.
Anyway, we're glad to have you back here on the podcast. We know some of you guys listen on your way to work. Some of you guys listen on your way to bed. Some of you guys listen while you're working out. All we care about is that you listen, and you wouldn't be able to listen without our awesome sponsors. Let's take a minute and thank them. We first and foremost want to thank the one, the only, The Distinctive Diamond. They've been with us from the beginning. We want to thank Distinctive Diamonds. Go over there and get yourself. Christmas is just around
that
the corner.
That time of the year, right?
Somebody's going to want a little shiny something under the tree.
Yep.
Head over to Distinctive Diamonds and make it happen. And then maybe if you go into the holidays and your family's dysfunctional, you got some problems, you got some strife, you got some struggle, you are on, as Smiley would say, the struggle bus.
Yeah.
All you got to do is get online and take a look at RestoreRenewOnline.com. One of our new sponsors, some of the best online counseling you can get. You don't have to go to a somewhere else outside your house. You can be right there in your own house on your iPhone or iPad, on your computer. You're in your pajamas, whatever you want to do. Click on the link and you can have in your home or on your device online counseling from RestoreRenewOnline.com.
That's great embarrassing resource. To leave your house, especially if you're on a struggle bus. You don't want to, I mean, I have to be in front of someone. I'm struggling already. Give me help and in my own convenience, in my underwear, drinking a ton of wine. You know?
I did.
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. So you guys been good, though? I mean, everything's good in your life? I know you guys have been through some struggles yourself. Let's get into it. Darren, what's going on?
Let's get into it.
What's going on?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Football season's over. I'm done coaching football. That's awesome.
Nice. That's good.
Got a lot of time back in my life.
Yeah, Colts are in. I saw an Onion, one of those Onion, those fake stories,
yeah,
you know,
the Onion.
Onion. Mm-hmm. It said that Peyton Manning has been legally dead for 6 months. Or no, 6 weeks. It's been 6 weeks. Because that's why he's not playing and all that. There's nothing going on. He's just dead. So Andrew Luck and Hasselbeck. Or not, sorry. Did I say Peyton Manning? Yeah, I meant Peyton Manning. You're right. I'm getting confused.
Maybe
now.
It's a negative thing to be a Colts quarterback because now Luck's hurt.
I know.
A lacerated, what is it, lacerated liver or something?
Wow, that's what
I've
I have.
I've had that before. Yeah, no, I haven't.
Yours is called a saturated liver.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
A little different.
Yeah.
Anyway, we on this podcast, we're really stoked to be able to release a brand new track from the Aaron Pelsu Band, brand new CD that is just being released worldwide.
Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide, because it is on the internets. Have you guys heard of this internet?
Yeah.
I've heard of this thing.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, anywhere you are, whoever you are, you can download the new CD. It's very, very cool. We're stoked to have Aaron in studio with us,
yes.
As he always is, talking about this new album, putting things together for that. But before we get to the brand new Aaron Pelsu album, you guys know Thanksgiving's just around the corner, right?
It is,
yeah.
As we get into the whole season of fun giving and things,
mm-hmm.
What I have to talk about is my obsession with sweet potatoes.
Woo-hoo!
Mm.
Hallelujah!
You can cook them anyway.
Sick.
The casserole. Oh, Becca Bear!
I'm like so grossed
out. I'm with
baby
Becca Bear,
food.
Too.
It's like baby food.
I don't like sugary stuff. That's what I don't like. Pancakes, waffles, syrup. I don't like any of that stuff. I like a dessert once in a while, but like if you're eating sweet potatoes or pancakes, that's not even right food. That's a breakfast.
Okay.
I'm not
I
a breakfast.
Love
that's a,
sugar,
that's
but
a dessert.
Sweet potatoes are disgusting.
What? Wow. And you are a black woman.
I am.
Not to be, stereotypical,
sure,
but
sure. It's like, you know, sweet potato pie. It's right. Like very Southern soul foody. My family loves it. I hate it.
What? Give me, but you love potatoes.
Patty!
I love
Patty!
Real.
Patty!
Woo! Patty!
Patty!
We discussed our love for potatoes earlier this day.
I love the real kind.
Then how have you gone awry with your love for sweet potatoes?
I don't want to be too white.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a second. Becca Berry. Hey, how is Becca Berry connected to the pub theology on a serious note? How are you connected? Besides a title, like I'm the director or something.
Sure.
How did you become a part of all this
stuff? Was a potato distributor.
You were?
Give me a potato chip.
French fries. Soggy French fries.
Give us
Not
the
be- interested.
Give us the Becca story.
Yeah.
Like how I got involved with pub?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know who you are, really.
I know you don't. I don't even know who you are either.
So
basically, I moved here. It'll be 2 years on December 4th that I've been here in Indiana.
December 4th, that's my brother's birthday.
Where'd you come from? Where'd you
move
from?
I came from the Southern California.
Oh, wow.
The place SoCal. Of drought and warmth.
Okay.
And warm.
What yes. brought you
beaches
out here?
Beaches and oceans.
I came out here to help.
An In-N-Out burger.
By the time you're hearing yes. this, I'm working in San Diego.
Hey, yes. you shut your mouth. You're staying right here in Indy.
I came out here to help continue to plant and help Mercy Road thrive.
I like that church. Yep. I've been going there a lot. And Tony from our radio, Smiley Morning Show, goes there.
Yep.
I go there.
Darren goes
you
there.
You do go there. I go there. We all go there.
It's a great
Darren
new church.
Preaches there. It's great. So I moved out here for that. And then a couple months in, the worship pastor, Eric Maitland, who you hear on these podcasts yes. sometimes, told me I needed to do this thing. And I said, well, you're going to have to give me a little more info. And so he told me there was this thing where there's this guy and he hosts events and he talks about Jesus in bars. And
sounds really specific. There's this yeah. thing yeah. with this guy.
It was not specific at all. And he literally told me, we need more youth and we need more color.
There
so
we go.
You should do this thing.
I concur.
And I said, well, I don't really know what you're talking about, but sure, why not? So I showed up. I met Darren at Stack Pickle Fishers mm-hmm. in March of 2014. I wore my E.T. Michael Jackson shirt.
I remember
it
that
out.
Shirt well.
I liked Darren right away. And
it took me 4 or 5 months to warm up to Becca.
Yeah, I get
it. Most people, it takes a while.
Yeah, it takes a while. I'm pretty introverted. We co-hosted together since then.
Co-hosted
and then
where?
We co-hosted at Pub Theology.
Okay. Some of your events.
Yep. We co-hosted, I think, every event since then.
This is true.
And then Darren asked me if I wanted to
marry
actually
me
work.
And have a baby with me.
No.
Wait a
what's
second.
Going on?
No. Okay. Don't try
Scandal.
To tell me that I'm with somebody and I'm not. We got to keep these airwaves open just in case, you know, we have any suitable, you know, bachelors. Yeah. That are listening.
If you're out there right now and you're a 20-something up to 35,
35 probably, yeah.
And you're gainfully employed, you're a handsome man, you love Jesus, and you are looking for a great time, maybe a good relationship.
Maybe.
With a
what
young
is this, Tinder?
Southern California.
Guys, I just
woman.
Wanted to know how she got involved
just
in this.
Just swipe right. and look up. Rebecca Berry
so,
on Facebook.
And here you are. That's
Messenger.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
Very beautiful woman.
It's good to have you.
Great hair.
Should we bring in our guest, Aaron
Let's do it.
Pelsu?
Let's bring in
Let's
our
do
guest.
It.
Let's do so, it. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll see him at Pub Theology from time to time. You'll see him at the Church Mercy Road from time to time. Aaron Pelsu, everybody.
Yes!
So, Aaron, you guys have a song on the CD, and it's I believe it's called Between Here and the Glory, and it comes out of a place of struggle, a place of a little bit of pain for you and Emily, and it made it on the new CD.
Who's Emily?
Emily, Aaron's wife.
Okay.
Thank you. And as they were working through a few failed adoptions and some of that struggle. So, Aaron, tell us a little bit about this song and a little bit about maybe the new album that is this song. And then we'd love to debut it here on the Pub Theology Indie Podcast.
First time ever.
So the world can hear it.
World premiere. I was hoping UB40 would be here, but this will work.
Tell us a little bit of the story about that, because I think it may tie in a little bit to a good conversation we can have here on the podcast.
It actually originated, my wife and her sister, Kelly, Emily and Kelly, were talking about just some of the stuff we were going through. We had gone through a couple of failed adoptions in a row, and her sister used this phrase of, like, you know what, God's the only one that really knows what's next between here and the glory.
Yeah.
And it was just this phrase that kind of stuck in Emily's mind, and she wrote it down, and she started writing a bunch of lyrics, and that song has several lyrics that Emily wrote herself, and it's really just about the story that God writes in every one of our lives, like between here, like this moment in my life, and the glory, which is like eternity, like the minute I close my eyes for the last time on this physical earth.
Yeah.
But that there's kind of a short amount of time there, and that God's really the only one that knows that story and that is walking with us through that story, whether it's the really good times or whether it's the really bad times. And it's just about kind of letting him lead us and letting him, like, show us and letting him be in control during that time, because so often we, like, want to know what's next, but really we have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, between here and the end.
Well, I want us to have a little conversation about that on episode 33. But why don't we? Can we play that tune here on the podcast? So people get
we're out of time. I'm hearing from their producers. We don't actually have time to play this record, so we're gonna have to cut this out. Is this copyright? Is this copyrighted? So we can't play this on a podcast. No. Let's roll the thing. And so, what is it called then?
Between Here and the Glory.
Okay. And how long is it?
4 minutes.
Okay. We have no time. Please roll it, Joey V in the mixing booth. Go run it. Let's take a listen.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh,
Glory. That's the Aaron Pelsu Band, everybody. Woo! Aaron Pelsu, thank you so much for being
love
here.
That song.
Appreciate it. So cool.
Oh, my gosh.
So thanks for listening to the show today. Thanks to Distinctive Diamonds. Thanks to the, what is that thing called?
To Renew, Restore. Dang it.
Restore,
I say it backwards.
Renew.
Thank you.
Say it
Restore,
again. What is it, Brad? What is it again?
RestoreRenewOnline.com.
Yes.
So we've got some upcoming dates we'd love to see you guys at for PubTheologyIndy.com out around the city. Becca, we got some great stuff happening coming at you down the wire. We've got our fifth annual Shots for Tots event.
Fifth annual.
We're going back to where it all started, a bar that used to be called Joe's 2. Now it is called The Main Event on 96th Street.
All right.
We're going to be there December 8th. It's a Tuesday night.
Okay.
And the reason we do Tuesday nights for this event, we've got a lot of guest bartenders from around the city coming in to help guest bartend that night.
All right.
And so it's a night they can get off of work. So if you're an industry folks, you know, if you're a server, bartender, cocktail or something around town, we'd love for you to come out, be with us on December 8th, Tuesday night. Shots for Tots. It's a night benefiting a great local event called Gifts of Grace. And
Extravagant Grace.
Yes, they changed the name this year.
They changed the name.
It used to be called Gifts of Grace. Now it's called Extravagant Grace.
That's right.
It's going to be an event that really does provides a wonderful night for families that may be in need this holiday season. They just provide a great night of a great dinner, entertainment, some inspirational words and music, and then the parents actually get to go, and there's a lot of dignity in this event. They get to actually go shop for their kids instead of just getting a bag of toys for their kids or something random. They get to actually go shop personally for Christmas for their kids. It's a great night. So it can bring out some unwrapped toys for that night if you can, and it's going to be a great night. December 8th. At Main Event on 96th Street. It'll get started around 8 o'clock, and don't want to miss that. And then we have our Christmas celebration coming up on December 13th, Sunday night.
Yes.
Don't want to miss that. It's going to be from 6 to 8 o'clock down at the Arabian Room, which is one of the side rooms downtown at the Marat. Oh, Smiley just threw
Sorry,
up
I just,
right
no,
in the studio.
I didn't Smiley, throw up. Smiley's I just had a cough, and I know you're doing the plugs for different things, but
that was a cough.
I had a coughing cough. Well, it was a cough. Then it was
up on aisle 5.
Then I threw up everywhere. But like I told you, you know, I need to, you know, I've been eating a lot lately. No, that is not something to make fun of, and I apologize, and I'm praying about it. Back to you.
Okay. Back to the commercial. So come out to the celebration. If you've never been before, we do it once a quarter, and it's basically just a night of worship. And preaching, so it's the most I guess
churchy. That's what I always say. Yeah, it's
churchy.
Like how churchy is this 1 to 10? And he's like, okay, is it
a
new celebrations? Is it pop the? Is it at a bar? Okay, so this is a 10. I'm not going. Not interested. I'm not to that point yet.
Hey,
we
still have a bar at this one, Smiley.
That's so. I can't believe you went 10 on that. Then it's a bar.
It's
this
not,
isn't like
no,
my
it's
dad's
not
church.
At a bar, but we do have a bar there.
So right. Then it can't be a 10. You can't go 10
Nine
with
and
a bar. No, I wouldn't say. It goes down to 8 if you have
eight?
A bar. Yep.
8?
That's just me.
All right, okay. This is an 8. We don't ever do 10s. This
eight.
Is an 8. This is an okay. 8 on the spiritual scale. You can still get a cocktail if you'd like.
Yeah!
But we'll have the Aaron Pelsa Band leading worship. I'll be preaching. We'll have communion together. It is a family-friendly event.
Yeah. Will weed be provided for
no,
us?
No, weed
okay.
is still illegal.
All right. Well, I don't do that, mm-hmm. but... You know, I know I have some friends that do.
Right.
Wink, wink.
Keep your
Hello.
Weed at home. No
Hello.
Weed at the celebration. There's
How about Wheaties? I love Wheaties.
Wheaties. You can bring some Wheaties.
Okay, cool.
So anyway, come out December 13th down at the Arabian Room at the Marat for the Christmas celebration. It'll be a great time to be together, and we'd love to see you there. And that's what's upcoming
Thank
for
you.
Pub Theology.
And
Indy.
Now the Duxology. Bye, Felicia.
Thanks.
Now
Bye.
We're going to go record the next one. All right, goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next podcast, everybody. And don't forget to listen to the Smiley Morning Show on WZPF.